I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.
Hi, I'm Maitland, and I'm not the most avid reader, but yesterday, Kelly invited me to her book club's happy hour. So we went to this cute little cider mill place where we had some hard ciders. We got some pizza from a food truck, and it was so fun. But I have not been this amped up about reading since I was in elementary school going to the Scholastic Book Fair. Because, my goodness, I'm so jazzed about reading. I'm like, I either want to go home and nap or go home and start rereading all of my Twilight books or something.
Really?
What's great about that is you can start reading and it will probably put you to sleep if you're tired enough. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
The two do work like hand in hand.
I am so jazzed about reading, which I mean, we
I know, right?
We didn't sound like a PSA from when Hot Wings and I were in elementary school.
I know.
Jazzed about reading.
I know, you've said jazzed twice. Like, you must be really jazzed.
You guys shut the hell up. We party, all right? Our book club throws down.
We barely talked about books. We were in line for pizza, and I was
You're
standing
not helping
there.
Kelly.
No, yeah.
You guys there, even on the same page?
I was standing there talking to my new friend, Danielle.
Natalie.
Wow, you guys are
tight. Man, yeah.
You must be best,
best
buds.
Friends, yeah.
Not only do we both absolutely love arugula, but she...
Wow,
stop!
Stop being so cool!
How many comparisons can you make with one another?
Wow.
But she was like, oh, so how much do you read? Do you love reading? And I was like, you know, not really.
I can't believe you have a new Aruga gal.
But yeah, we were talking about what kind of books we like to read. I was like, I prefer, you know, autobiographies. I like just reading about people's lives. And then she goes, oh, what was the, you know, last one you read? And I was like, well, it took me about 5 years to finish David Spade's, but I finally did it a couple the months
heady,
ago.
The heady reading of David Spade.
But yeah. You see me walking around with a book in my hand. You don't bother me. Mm-hmm. I'm jazzed about reading now.
Okay. I'm jazzed about reading.
Just give me some books and an arugula salad, and I'll be just fine.
A happy gal.
Do you think you'll stick more to the popular choices or the boring things that Kelly reads?
Boring? You stop it right now. I'm currently reading a book about this lady who lives a double life, and she's murdering people. It's crazy. Anyway. Yeah, we started this book club mainly.
I figured you were reading a book about like foods you feed hostages or something. It's always depressing.
Well, last book club, we read a book about people who live in an elderly home, a senior living space, and they were solving murders. It was adorable. In fact, Netflix has a whole thing on it. It's a show now. That's what I'm talking about.
The one with Ted Danson?
Yes. No. This is the one with Pierce Brosnan.
Oh.
Thursday Murder Club.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you were talking about Only Murders in the Building.
But that is a good show.
That one's
you
back.
Put me on that one.
Yeah, that's a great show. I love it. It's back. I haven't watched the season yet.
But. Yeah, but I do love this book club because it's like a no-pressure book club for
you mean you don't
here.
Have to read the books?
You don't have to read the books. It's a reason for us to get together, and we do have a specific night where we talk about the books. But then we have all these other reasons to get together, and we call it like book club happy hour. We do not talk about books. We just talk about how we should be reading the book and who is maybe. But there's like 3 hours of other conversation that happens we do craft nights. And then, but we do craft nights at the bar. So amazing.
So it's really just a way for you to gloss over your casual alcoholism.
Yeah, actually, it's my hobby that I picked up in 2020. I really stuck to it.
I
got my tarot cards read last night.
Yeah, oh, wow. Oh, I'm jazzed now.
Yeah. Wait, is this your friend who does tarot card readings by ChatGPT?
Yes. Yeah, which isn't really a reading. It's just the computer telling you something.
No, but. Spot on, Malin.
Pretty spot on for me. I believe it. Instead of this lady on TikTok that just happened to always show up in my feed, now I follow her. She's usually my tarot card lady, but now I have an in-person one.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's getting cooler by the second.
I know. You wish you could be in our book club. But
jazzed about reading and tarot cards? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you can't say it without saying jazzed about reading.
Your hands have to go up. Yeah.
Switching between different tools to finish a project can feel stressful and disjointed, especially while juggling tight deadlines in a fast-paced work environment. Now, there's a better way. Grammarly built a writing surface that's a game changer for professionals. It helps move your ideas forward and sharpen your words for better results, all in one place. With Grammarly's AI agents, you get writing support at every step to bring polish and impact to your emails, reports, and proposals without the tab overload. Email sounds robotic, phrasing feels off, writing for a high-stakes client. Grammarly's got you covered. You can even ask Grammarly's AI chat to help brainstorm brilliant proposals, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or even shape a winning sales strategy, all right from your doc. 93% of professionals say that Grammarly helps them get more done. And now, it's your turn. Sign up for free and get stronger results. Faster work, smarter sentences, clearer finishes. Visit Grammarly.com to get started. That's Grammarly.com.